A new maritime security unit has been set up at the Department of Defence to lead the development of Ireland's first national maritime security strategy. It comes as Ireland faces threats to its surrounding seas. Jackie Fox is here to tell us more. Jackie, tell us about this new unit.
Well, Gavin, this new maritime security unit has been set up to look at ways to address increasing maritime threats and risks to Ireland. The body was established at the end of last year, and the plan is for it to lead the development of Ireland's first national maritime security strategy, as you said. So Dr. Margaret Stanley, who previously led the Office of Emergency Planning in the Department of Defence and worked on peacekeeping matters at the United Nations in New York, she has been appointed to head the unit. And according to Dr. Stanley, in a recent speech she gave, Ireland's geographic position is part of the reason why this kind of security work is being prioritised.
So what are the concerns surrounding maritime threats and risks to Ireland?
Well, Ireland's maritime footprint is 7 times the country's land area, and it is home to the majority of transatlantic data communications. One of the biggest concerns is the safeguarding of these undersea cables, which keeps banking systems to TikTok operating. And most go through or close to Ireland, and they have become increasingly attractive targets for military and criminal actors. Around 3/4 of Ireland's natural gas is also imported via undersea gas pipelines. Now, the level of interest in this is national and international. We reported on this programme back in February how the chair of the US Senate Foreign Relations Committee called on Ireland to increase its defence spending to ensure the protection of undersea cables because of Ireland's strategic position, and that comes with significant responsibility. As I said, this unit is to take the lead on Ireland's first national maritime security strategy, which was announced back in November 2023 by then Taoiseach the Micheál Martin. The Department of Defence told RT News that it is not in a position at this stage to say when the strategy will be completed and approved by government. Now, I've been speaking to Dr. Edward Burke, Assistant Professor of the History of War in UCD. He welcomed the new unit but believes it's a slow start for the maritime security strategy, considering it was announced over a year ago.
I think the threats that we see off the Irish seaboard now are so intense and obvious, not only to us, but also to the European Union, to other security partners, including the UK. We've seen a lot of Russian naval activity off the west and east coast of Ireland. So we've seen Russian spy vessels. We're clearly sort of mapping, clearly surveilling our critical national infrastructure, subsea cables for weaknesses, for possibly to exploit in the future. So we need to get on top of that. We need to invest in capabilities, and not least when it comes to surveillance vessels. Some of that can be done quite quickly. For example, the UK and other European states have refitted scientific research vessels so they can more easily detect subsea threats to subsea infrastructure that may come for state or non-state actors. So I'm a bit concerned that if we push this out to do another, wide-ranging review that goes on for months, then, we may not be approaching this issue with the urgency that it requires.
That's Dr. Edward Burke talking about what he said was the need to invest in capabilities for protection. Where is Ireland on that, Jackie?
Yes, there is a willingness to invest in capabilities, not least when it comes to surveillance vessels, as Dr. Burke said. Recent increased defence funding hopes to facilitate the progress of protection. The government has said that 2025's spending on defence is a record 1.35 billion euro and a further increase is planned for next year. And this is after years of falling defence spending. Figures from the Department of Defence given to and analysed by RTE News show that Ireland's defence spending, when relative to GDP, fell nearly every year between 2013 and 2023. Now, the government plans to spend 1.8 billion euro annually on defence by 2028. And with this money, the Taoiseach and Minister for Defence, Simon Harris, said in February that he has instructed officials in the Department of Defence to prepare what he called a more aggressive procurement strategy for acquiring new military capabilities. This includes the acquisition of interceptor jets as well as radar and sonar capabilities to allow the skies and seas to be monitored by Ireland. But although there are plans to procure this new equipment, the question is who's going to operate it? Just this week, we reported on how the Defence Forces has struggled to recruit and retain staff. For example, look at the current naval fleet, which comprises of 6 vessels. However, only 1 or 2 are out at sea due to staffing shortages. And the plan is to bring the division to a 9-ship navy. I've been speaking to Lieutenant Commander Grace Fanning from the Defence Forces, who serves with the Naval Service. And she said the Navy is actively seeking new recruits.
We have about 750 personnel in the Navy, where our establishment is 1,050, and we're trying to move to 2,000. So we're trying to get a lot of people, and obviously the Navy is a very specialised role, but we need people. Obviously there's no point in having all this capability if we don't have the expertise to run the ships. We know we only have 1 to 2 ships out at sea at a time, and we want to go towards an LOA2 9-ship Navy and then hopefully 12-ship Navy in the future. So especially electricians, communications operatives, engine room artificers, they're pinch points at the moment, and we really need to get them to get our ships to go out to protect our critical infrastructure, undersea cables, to ensure there's no, you know, rogue vessels, dark vessels operating in our area. We need to be out there, and we need to be able to see what's going on.
Yeah, so this is going to take time, Gavin. Training can take years for these specialists. So training is going to take time, and so is procurement. While Dr. Edward Burke said earlier, there is an urgency to all of this. This is not going to be an overnight fix, according to Kevin Phibbs, who is an airline captain and former Air Corps officer.
Well, if I start with primary radar, which the government have committed to implementing by 2028, this will allow us to see aircraft out in our skies that don't want to be seen. Okay, it will allow us to see the likes of the drug runners and the Russian bombers and surveillance aircraft, and also the likes of the airliners that might be in distress or potentially hijacked that have turned off their transponders. But what's the point in seeing all these blips on the radar if we can't take the problem seriously and react to it by scrambling a supersonic fighter aircraft? So it really is essential that we invest in both capabilities. And might I add again that it's a capability that every other European nation takes for granted. But I do think there are green shoots. And I do think if there's one lesson I learned from my time in the military is if the Defence Forces are given the proper resources, they are well able to solve all these complex problems. It's not going to happen overnight. And these projects that the government may embark on are highly complex, and they have huge lead times. They're not going to be solved without the people, as you suggest, without the money, and without the political will to tackle them.
That's airline captain and former Air Corps officer Kevin Phibbs ending that report by Jackie Fox.